Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shepherd, the Bison, out of North Dakota State, wants a house call. He is going to be pushed out, but it's already a red zone possession because of the most dangerous return man in the UFL. 60 yards, how about it?
Karen, he's had great presence all afternoon.
Corner of the end zone! On the money! PG! Let the TP fly!
Now urgency really matters.
Gonna
help the cause. Travis
Feeney. It's the opening drive on 101 ESPN. Brooke Grimsley, Randy Carricker, and the St. Louis Battlehawks with a 32-17 win over the Memphis Showboats on Saturday over at the Dome. And we get a chance to visit with Travis Feeney, defensive end from the Battlehawks, Darius Shepherd, wide receiver and return man, and quarterback A.J. McCarron. Guys, thanks for coming by. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, appreciate having us on this morning.
All right, I gotta ask first of all, the quarterback here. Did you feel like you couldn't miss in the first quarter? You 12 of 14. I mean, everything was on point in the first quarter, and really 35 of 45 all day long.
I don't be honest with you. I had no clue. You know, even last year, the Vegas game that where we had, I can't remember. Maybe Stelly help us out, but. Like 18 or 19 completions in a row. I don't ever really pay attention. Just go out and just play and take what the defense gives me.
That's pretty cool, living in the moment. Darius, are you able to live in the moment like that, just as the game is going along, just next play, next play, next play?
Yeah, I try to just take it play by play. You know, it's funny, people ask, like, do you hear the crowd? Do you hear what's going on? You try to be so locked into the game and, you know, winning that next play that you don't focus on stats or anything like that.
And you mentioned the crowd. Of course, everybody is buzzing right now about the crowd over at Battle Dome. Have you guys embraced the Battle Dome term? And what is it like just having so much of this fan support surrounding you guys?
Yeah, we're all behind the Battle Dome name. You know, it's amazing the fan base that we have here in St. Louis and the support they've given us. So it energizes us and helps us come out and get wins on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah.
And Travis, the other day, a couple of false starts for Memphis. It seems like the crowd made a difference there.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd does. It definitely takes the game. It controls their offense. Their communication messes them up. I mean, you know, especially when you got people saying, oh, it doesn't sound too loud. And it's right. Like, oh, well, that didn't go so well for them. On the Memphis side, they were talking mess, but...
And AJ, for you, you wanted to come back and play for the St. Louis Battlehawks, and now that is happening. What is the feeling like for you just seeing the fan support?
Yeah, it's great. Listen, I hopefully we can get more. We've been battling the last couple or first two home games, you know, cards games or soccer going on at the same time, and then early kickoff this past weekend. But definitely, the support has been unreal. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to come back. I talk about it all the time, the passion the city has for football. And hopefully we can just keep getting more and more people into the Dome.
And if it's okay, just kind of talking about that, because you mentioned that. You were obviously playing in the NFL, but you wanted to come back and play for the Battlehawks because, one, the fan support, but also for your sons to be able to see you play. Yeah. What has that journey been like for you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, the boys absolutely love it. Like I said, in the past, as soon as last year ended and I was home, all of a sudden it was like, well, when do you go back? When do you start playing again? So... it's almost like they weren't even excited to have me back home, but they just wanted to watch me play. So it's been an awesome journey, something, you know, us as a family will always remember and cherish.
Hey, Darius, you are a receiver that has been in NFL camps, and you were around Devontae, right?
Yeah,
with Green Bay. What's the difference between a typical NFL wide receiver and a typical NFL receiver? Let me put the question that way.
For sure. You know, I think there's a lot of playmakers in this league in the UFL. I think the biggest thing is just getting another opportunity. Guys that either fell through the cracks or maybe they just had another guy who was in front of them. You never know. Like on our team, we have so many good playmakers. You know, Hakeem was drafted early on, I think in 2019. Same thing with Marcel, where these guys can all play at that NFL level, but it's just getting the right opportunity and the right fit. So it's just kind of about being in the right place at the right time, I think.
That is such a key in any sport, isn't it? Because whether you run a 4.38 or a 4.39, it's not that much difference. But you just have to be in the right place at the right time.
100%.
And it's that way for a pass rusher, too, isn't it, Travis? You obviously can rush the passer. You played at a high level at Washington, so you've got your spot here, right?
Yeah, man. It's just, like he said, it's just finding the right niche, the right spot, the right time. People going to talk for you. That's really what it is. And I mean, as long as you get your opportunity, just when you get your opportunity, you got to be ready to get it.
So tell us about the feeling when you get a quarterback. With AJ's in the room, but yeah. Tell us about that feeling.
I mean, there's no better feeling than a sack. I mean, honestly, like just because you know it's a momentum shift. It's a momentum changer. It's just like in basketball, making a big three, coming in a comeback game, you're making back-to-back threes. Like that's how I would best describe it. Like you're just like, you're on fire, you feel it, it feels good, and the quarterbacks hate it.
Okay. Okay, so you mentioned the big three. Of the three, well, let's start with this. Of the Battle Hawks, who's the best basketball player?
Best basketball player?
Yeah, who's going to hit that three? It's probably somebody
in this
room. I think
Marcel can hoop. I'm saying Marcel.
Marcel's pretty good. Okay. Marcel. You guys giving credit? I figured somebody in this room was going to say themselves.
Yeah, we play a little bit of, what is it, pig during a training camp. Uh-huh. We had a basketball hoop outside of our hotel, so we got out there a few times, and he was pretty good.
Good. Well, and this is different than anything you've done previously, and obviously you've done it now for a couple of years, but what is it like to practice down in Texas and then fly to the games?
Yeah, definitely a unique situation being out in the hub style format. You know, we'd love to be in St. Louis more often, but we're trying to take advantage of when we get out here and being around the community and everything. But I think the cool part is it's nice and warm, so you never have to worry about, you know, snow or nothing like that in Texas. But hopefully one day we'll be in St. Louis and be able to keep it like that.
Good. How about from your perspective, Travis?
Like you said, I mean, it'd be cool to really be in St. Louis most of the time. But, like, right now, like, being in Arlington is cool. Like you said, it ain't cold.
Uh-huh.
It's hot. I mean, we get to go around Texas and explore Texas. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
What have you guys learned about St. Louis so far?
There's a lot of love for sports here. I know that. We've gotten involved with Care STL, which is an animal shelter here, and they've done an awesome job just, you know, partnering with us and trying to help us, you know, spread the Battle Hawk thing, but also, you know, helping them out with what they do. So a lot of love in this community, and we're excited to, you know, be here.
How about you, AJ? You obviously, you spend all that time in Texas. What do you know about St. Louis now that you didn't know before?
Be honest with you, I have no clue.
You're a facility guy, aren't you? You're a quarterback that goes into the facility, does your thing, right?
Yeah, I really know my way. I don't even explore Texas. I know the places that I eat at during the week. I know how to get to the facility, how to get to the practice stadium, and then back to my house. that's usually all I do.
What is AJ like at practice? I have to know this. What is he like out there?
He's fiery every day. You know, I said it yesterday. He's a competitor, so you know he wants the best out of us. And you know, it's funny because he demands a lot, but I think it makes all of us better at the end of the day. So you got to appreciate it.
AJ, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after Nick Saban retired, and obviously you won a couple championships under Nick Saban. What did he mean to you as a football player and as a man?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach just taught me a ton about, you know, just the football world itself, sports in general, the way the day and age we're in now, especially, I think he kind of taught me it's really not about you. And everything nowadays, especially with NIL, is all a selfish mindset. What can I get? How much money are you going to give me? And at an early age, it was really during the recruiting process was, hey, it's fun to enjoy that, but it's really about the team, about the process of, you know, winning, what it takes to be great, and not being result oriented. And so I think that really helped me, helped my mindset throughout college, and even into, you know, being a father, teaching my young ones, my boys, how, you know, how they should be thinking when it comes to sports or in life in general. So he's been a ton.
What do you think about how much college football has changed since obviously your playing days with NIL, transfer portal, and now you're going to have the 12-team playoff format? I mean, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, I think it's trash, to be honest with you. At what point, like, what do the games mean now? Because during my time or during our time especially, like, you had to win each and every week. And now you can have a couple slip-ups and as long as you're in the top 12. And then at what point does it stop? Because during my time, you know, it was BCS era, and whoever was number three was, you know, pissed off that they weren't number two in the final two. But it's done the same thing. They thought this playoff committee was going to be able to solve every issue, and it was, you know, now if you're number 13, you're going to be mad that you're number 13 and not in the top 12. So it really didn't solve anything at all. It only extended the season for the guys. And it's going to make it harder for these guys on their body, playing more games. But I also think you're going to see big-time players that are high draft picks sit out of big bowl games.
Yeah. Travis, you were shaking your head when the NIL and grab your microphone there. Why were you shaking your head? What are you thinking?
I just think same as AJ, but I think a lot of it is like the guys aren't as motivated. I think the guys are a little softer than how we were. They don't really have to fight for nothing. Everything's kind of given to them. That's what I don't like about NIL. You're just kind of just given everything.
Yeah.
It's without. You're earning it.
I got a bunch of guys in their 20s saying, back in my day, this is great.
Yeah, right?
I feel the same way as you guys. I think it's going to be hard to build cohesive units, isn't it? And Kalen DeBoer, coach, who was at North Dakota State when you were there?
Chris Kleiman, who's now at K-State.
K-State. Yeah, coach, they all have programs. They didn't just have a team year to year. There was a program in place. And we aren't going to be able to have that anymore.
No, 100%. I mean, the toughest thing, you know, is, like you said, is building a team. And it's easier for other sports, like basketball, because you put the best five out there, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of basketball is one-on-one when it comes down to it, the system a lot of teams play. So football is completely different. Like, you have to have a team. You have to have a brotherhood. And that's hard to build within just a one – you know, off-season type style deal when you're having all these transfers come in. So, and then how do you get everybody to buy in? How do you keep bad apples out of the group and know who the bad apples are during that time and doesn't tear your team apart? So it's going to make it tough. And then just from certain players getting big-time deals, like the NCAA could have figured this whole thing out, whether it was bumping everybody's, you know, tuition check up a certain amount and making everybody happy that way, and then figuring out how to regulate this whole NIL deal. There was no process a part of this NIL deal, and I think that's what makes it tough.
So, and Darius, I wanted you to weigh in here, especially because of the you talk about kind of like the Alabama of FBS, of FCS.
Right.
So talk about what you're thinking here.
Yeah, definitely a different perspective as far as resources and all that coming from FCS. But I think, like AJ hit on, kind of it's all about the culture of the team, and you're kind of losing that element with how NIL and transfer portal has gotten. I think there'll be like a big reset in college football at some point where they either, you know, disband all the conferences and redo it and realign things. So we'll see how it plays out the next 5 to 10 years.
And you guys are getting ready for D.C. this weekend. Big battle between Jordan Te'amu, former Battlehawks quarterback, and the Defenders against the Battlehawks. You looking forward to it?
We are really excited about that. I know we've lost a few to the Defenders in the past, so we're ready to get our win with them and, you know, keep pushing in the XFL side of things with the conference and all that.
Okay. Is it reasonable for me to get a caw from you guys on three? One.
Gotcha.
AJ, you in here?
We'll take care of it.
Okay. One, two, three.
Ka-ka!
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck the rest of the season. Congratulations on a great start. And let's get more people out there to the Battle Dome.
Yes, sir. Hey, we appreciate you guys having us.
Darius Shepherd, Travis Feeney, AJ McCarron from the Battlehawks here on 101 ESPN.